Clerk, have an order. Members will indicate their presence by voting.
There are 17 members present.
Senator Cotillo.
Mr. President, Senator Rader has to be excused. He's still got the Ray strain of virus.
Senator Ferguson called in to say that it was spreading. He's sick as well.
Prayer by the chaplain, Reverend Robert McMahon.
We open our hearts to you, O God, and pray that your spirit may dwell within each one of us to give us poise and power. Give us the faith to believe in your promises. Grant us the faith to trust you for guidance in the decisions we must make. And help us to do the very best we can this day for the betterment of our state and our people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 88th legislative day.
Senator Cotillo.
President, with no additions or corrections, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved as read.
Senator Cotillo moves and asks unanimous consent for the certification of the journal. Without objection. Introduction of guest. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I have the pleasure to introduce two fine young gentlemen who are visiting here. They are two of the 35 members of the Ballard Chorale. That's a group that sang here last night. And they're both from Ballard High School in Seattle, Frank Schaffauer and John Carlson.
Senator Tillian.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce in the gallery today Frank Tupper of the Kachemak Bay Defense Fund and Carl Matusha of Nicolabas.
Nicolabas, the Rockin' Village.
Further introduction? Senator Cotillo.
President, I just noticed behind me a man needs no introduction. He perhaps has been introduced to the Senate before. Dr. Bob Hyatt from the University of Alaska, President.
Senator Ray.
I'd like to introduce somebody that needs no introduction. It's been so long I forgot his name, but I think it's something like Dale somebody.
Further introduction, partial introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
Message of April 8, dear Mr. President. I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the enrolled and gross copy to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for House Bill number 159, Judiciary, amended Senate, Chapter 34. There are no other messages from the governor.
Messages from the House.
Message of April 8, the House respectfully invites the Senate to meet in joint session at 11 a.m. April 15, 1976 for the purpose of an address by Chief Justice Buchheber of the Alaska Supreme Court.
Senator Cotillo.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate communicate to the House accepting this invitation.
Senator Cotillo moves and ask unanimous consent that the Senate accept the House invitation April 15th. Without objection. Secretary will send the clerk of the House a message accepting the invitation.
The House has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 115 by the Resources Committee, requesting the Department of Fish and Game to change the restrictive procedure for permit issuance for the Copper River subsistence fishery.
Resources.
House joint resolution number 61. By the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, supporting Comprehensive School Health Education Act, Health Education Act legislation.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 705 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the powers of the Alaska Pipeline Commission and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
House Bill number 706 by Representative Cooper, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Law and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 751, amended by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to regulation by the Alaska Public Utilities Commission.
Commerce.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 754 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to charges by public utilities.
Commerce.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 779 by the Finance Committee, an act creating the Alaska Power Authority.
Commerce, Finance.
There are no other messages from the House.
Communication.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 6, or has had Senate Bill 645 under consideration and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill 645 and that the substitute do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Ferguson, Chance, and Bradley. There is no further referral for 645.
Rules.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has had Senate Bill 703 relating to municipal bond attorneys and bond and financial consultants under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Rohde, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Willis and Tillian. There's no further referral for 703.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had Senate Bill 734, General Obligation Bonds for Capital Improvements for University of Alaska under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Sackett and Chance. Senator Butrovich and Senator Poland signed no recommendation. There is no further referral for 734.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had Senate Bill 737, General Obligation Bonds for Construction and Repair of National Guard Facilities under consideration, and reports it back as follows. Senator Ray, Chairman, and Senators Butrovich, Sackett, and Poland signed no recommendation. Senator Chance signed do pass. There is no further referral for 737.
Rule.
There are no other standing committee reports.
Reports of special committee.
The Conference Committee with powers of free conference, which has had Senate Bill Number 272 amended, operation of food services and concession stands by blind and handicapped persons, and House Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 272, Finance, amended House, operation of vending facilities by blind and handicapped persons, effective date, under consideration, and recommends that it be replaced with Free Conference Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 272, operation of vending facilities by blind and handicapped persons, and providing for an effective date. This has been signed by Senator Chance, Chairman, Senator Ferguson, Senator Coletta, Representative Itta, Chairman, Representative Sullivan, Representative H. Byrne.
Mayor Curtillo.
Mr. President.
Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, I move and ask the House to present and adopt the pre-conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 272.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent for the adoption of the free conference committee substitute. Is there objection? Without objection. Committee reports adopted. Further reports of special committees?
There are no other special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions?
There are no resolutions.
Introduction of Senate Bill.
Senate Bill Number 738 by the Commerce Committee, entitled An Act Relating to the Termination, Continuation, and Reestablishment of Certain Boards and Commissions.
Commerce, and I'd ask the chairman of that committee to check the bill for the possibility of further referral.
Well.
Further introduction of Senate bills?
There are no other bills.
Bring us down to consideration of daily calendar. Senator Tillian.
Mr. President, I'd like to bring up my reconsideration on Senate Bill Number 720 at this time.
I have before us in third reading Senate Bill 720.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 720, an act relating to reacquisition of oil and gas leasehold interests in Kachemak Bay and providing for an effective date.
Discussion.
Question.
You ready to vote? Question is, shall Senate Bill 720 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Senator Cartilla? Any other senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the vote.
There are 15 yeas, 3 nays, 2 absent.
Senator Cartilla.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent to vote on the bill, consent to vote on the effective date clause.
Senator Cartilla moves and ask unanimous consent to vote on the bill, be considered to vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then, Senate Bill 720, an effective date clause. Senator Coletta. Senator stand at ease.
Senator come to order.
Senator Ray.
President, I'd like to bring up my reconsideration of Senate Bill 629 to the Senate.
As before us in second reading, Senate Bill 629.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 629, an act relating to the enactment of the Interstate Compact on the placement of children and providing for an effective date.
Senator Ray.
My objective in this, Mr. President, is Article 3, conditions of placement. There's no sending agencies or spring or child to be sent or brought into any other part of the state, any child to place in foster care or the preliminary to possible adoption, unless the sending agency shall comply with each and every requirement set forth. I don't think Alaska is ready for that yet.
Further discussion? You ready to vote?
Yeah.
Question is, shall Senate Bill 629 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote?
Change
the vote. Any other senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
There are 14 yeas, 4 nays, 2 absent.
Senator Cartilla.
President, I move unanimous consent to vote on the bill, be considered to vote on the effective date clause.
Senator Cartilla moves unanimous consent to vote on the bill, be considered to vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then, Senate Bill 629, effective date clause. Further reconsideration. Bring us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent
that SR4 be returned to the Rules Committee. Senator Coletta moves and ask unanimous consent that Senate Resolution 4 be returned to the Rules Committee. Is there objection? Without objection, Senate Resolution 4 is returned to the Rules Committee. Before Senate concurrent resolution 95.
Senate concurrent resolution number 95 by the Rules Committee saluting Dr. Don M. Defoe on the occasion of his retirement from public employment but not from public service.
Under discussion.
Mr. President, I think the resolution pretty well says it. Made a tremendous contribution to the educational programs of Alaska from the primary, secondary through the university level. Been with us since territorial times. And I, for one, will miss his leaving the formal part of the educational system. I'm sure, though, they'll be here to support programs for many years to come. At least I hope so.
Further Further discussion? Senator Kaye?
Seeing the name on this, I'm sure they must have fiscal what the worthy chairman have to say.
Further discussion? You want to leave? Are there any amendments?
Amendment number one by Senator Ray, page 1, line 25. Delete, have left their mark. Substitute, has left a questionable mark.
Senator Ray?
That differs to my colleague from House Bill. I remove the amendment.
That objection, the amendment. Are there further amendments?
There are no further amendments.
Is there any further discussion? Are you ready to vote?
Question.
Is shall Senate concurrent resolution number 95 pass the Senate? As many as favor say aye.
Aye.
As opposed, no.
No.
Ayes have it. Concurrent resolution number 95 has passed the Senate. We have before us second reading Senate Bill 731.
Senate Bill number 731 by the Rules Committee by request. An act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $7 million for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements to parks and recreation areas and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and a majority of the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ray Chairman and concurred in by Senators Poland, Chance, and Ferguson. Senator Butrovich signed no recommendation. I have no amendments.
Senator
Tutilla. Present, absent, standing amendments, and when asking, ask consent. Senate Bill 731 to consider gross, advance third reading, place and file passage.
Senator Tutilla moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 731 be advanced from second to third reading, place before you on final passage. Without objection, we have before us in third reading, Senate Bill 731.
Senate Bill number 731, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $7 million for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements to parks and recreation areas and providing for an effective date.
Right. Discussion? Right. Senator Miller?
Mr. President, I intend to vote for this today. I know that there's some statewide project money in as well as local match money in it. But if you're trying to stress it and don't understand why, I am not finding fault with the bill here today, more with the division, that there are no development monies in Fairbanks area for parks and recreation, which is, after all, the state's second largest city, having a population in excess of 60-some thousand now with all the attendant recreation and population pressures that go with it. I think it's a sad commentary that, for example, the King River Recreation Area, the division hasn't moved along their development plans of that particular project to accommodate that community. Well, I intend to vote for the legislation this morning, send it on to the people. It's a sad commentary that the division hasn't done a better job.
Further discussion? Senator Ray?
Well, Mr. President, I wholeheartedly agree with my colleague from Fairbanks, and we have no information of any project in the Fairbanks area. However, I would like to call attention to my colleague that there is a possibility that we do have a project. There are $2 million in matching funds in there with the local government recreation projects, and perhaps yours would be a priority. I certainly would support it.
Further discussion? Question. Senator Huber?
Mr. President, I know this bill only had a Finance Committee referral. It's possible if it had other referrals that Senator Ray would know some of the needs in Fairbanks area. And the Cheetah River area that was mentioned by Senator Miller is certainly one that the city of Burl probably wouldn't pay for it because it is a state project.
Senator Ray?
Well, Mr. President, I'm not living in Afghanistan. I'm pretty close to both of my colleagues. They have to find me.
Further discussion? Senator Mel?
The criticism was not directed at the Finance Committee. I thought I made that clear. It's directed at the division. Chapter all has the operational responsibility for developing a plan. And frankly, that as well as and develop it. And frankly, all they've done is plan. And Senator Huber is correct, Senator Ray. I do hope that the
local governments that are aggressive in participating in the MASH, the Chena River Recreational Area, which is the major state facility there, would not come under that particular area. But the fault is not with the committee.
Senator Butchovich.
Mr. President, of course, I happen to live in Fairbanks, and I happen to serve on the MASH committee. And I didn't have this particular bill assigned to me, but even if I had, I don't know what I would have done with it as far as Fairbanks is concerned. I put a no rec on the bill, and I probably will not vote for the referendum when it comes up to the vote of the people, but there are many things in this piece of legislation that I don't agree with, frankly, but I do agree that if it is a referendum, the people should be allowed to vote on it. I've always adopted that attitude since I've been in the Senate, and I'm not going to change now because I'm just about through. But in other words, I feel that if a bill comes before us and calls for a vote of the people, I can't sit as a judge and say no, that the people shouldn't be allowed to vote for it. I mean, I agree with what is in the bill, but I'm not going to try and deny them that right. So I will vote for the bill. I have every reason to believe before this bill is finished with a free conference committee that it certainly will end up in, there will be something in there for the Chena part.
Further discussion? Senator Mealy?
Yes, Mr. President. I think that this bill actually does take care of everybody. If you'll all turn to page 2, and it's number 4, it's statewide $85,000 for portable sanitary facilities.
You discussion. You're ready? Senator Huber?
Mr. President, I shouldn't be here with my colleagues. However, I can't hope that Fairbanks will get something put in here, and I think that there will be apathy at the polls. And I do believe that when we have these projects that are spread all over the state so that they get statewide support, that I'm not sure that you're giving the people really the voice that we think we're giving them when you leave out a large area.
Senator Ray?
You've heard my learned colleague and my longtime friend of Fairbanks. He couldn't think of anything to put in there for Fairbanks. And I haven't heard of the amendment coming from my esteemed colleague from Fairbanks. Apparently, he can't think of anything to put in.
Further discussion? You're ready to vote? Question is, shall Senate Bill 731 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
There are 15 yeas, 3 nays, 2 absent.
Senator Cotulla.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Senator Cotulla moves and asks unanimous consent the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then, Senate Bill 731, effective date clause. We have before us in second reading Senate Bill 732.
Senate Bill number 732 by the Rules Committee by request. An act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $31 million for the purpose of paying the cost of water supply and sewerage systems construction and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ray Chairman and concurred in by Senators Poland and Chance. Senator Butkovich and Senator Ferguson signed no recommendation. I have an amendment.
Secretary, read amendment number 1.
Amendment number 1 by Senator Orsini, page 1, line 27. After that, add, the governor may, at his discretion, use an appropriate amount at the site of the new capital, comma, and.
Senator Orsini.
President, I move amendment number 1.
Senator Orsini moves the adoption of amendment number one. You have the floor, Senator Racine.
Well, Mr. President, what we're looking at here is the ballot issue on 1976. This will take the state through 1977 construction season and the 1978 construction season. The voters in 1976 will vote on the site of the new Capitol. In 1977, the planning and design will begin to take place, and it seemed appropriate to me that in the 1978 construction season, that a portion of this money, certainly, I imagine a small portion, may be used to start the water and sewer utilities at the site of the new Capitol. It would be a start in that direction. It would give us a little time to begin in that construction season, perhaps do some groundwork.
Any discussion?
Senator
Miller?
Secretary,
will you read the amendment?
Amendment number one, page one, line 27. After that, insert, the governor may, at his discretion, use an appropriate amount at the site of the new Capitol, comma, and.
Is it the Senator's intention that any amount that the governor feels appropriate of the $31 million should be appropriated for capital site development?
Senator Racine?
Close, Mr. President. The $1 million would be used for the Village Safe Water Act, leaving $30 million. I feel confident leaving up to the governor to use whatever he feels is appropriate.
Senator Miller?
Mr. President, I just would like the Senate to know that there's a long, long line, standing line for the different communities who desperately need water and sewer system money in the state, which probably will not be possible until this bond issue passed because they can't close it by themselves. And you've really got a hard case now. Do we want to build water and sewer lines out in utilities where nobody lives? Or do you want to build it where there's thousands of people living in some cases polluted water and sewer supplies? I think the choice is pretty clear.
Further discussion?
Question.
Ready to vote? The question is, shall amendment number one be adopted? As many as favor, say aye.
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 As many as opposed, no.
No.
Noes have it. Failed to adopt amendment number one. Are there further amendments?
There are no further amendments.
Senator Cassell.
In absence of any further amendments, I move national unanimous consent that Senate Bill 732 be considered closed. Advance to third reading, place final passage.
Senator Cassell moves national unanimous consent that Senate Bill 731 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection, we have before us in third reading Senate Bill 732.
Senate Bill number 732, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $31 million. For the purpose of paying the cost of water supply and sewerage systems construction and providing for an effective date.
Is there a discussion?
Question.
Ready to vote? The question is, shall Senate Bill 732 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senators desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
There are 17 yeas, one nay, two absent.
Senator Cotulla.
President, I move national unanimous consent the bulletin bill be considered to vote on effective date clause.
Senator Cotulla moves national unanimous consent the vote on the bill be considered to vote on effective date clause. Without objection, then Senate Bill 732, effective date clause, passed the Senate. Concludes the daily calendar. Brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Sackett.
Can we have a brief introduction, please?
Without objection, you have the floor.
I'd like to introduce the wife of a very good friend of mine, originally from Sandpoint, now from Anchorage, Susie Ostbach and her son, Dylan.
Further introductions? Further unfinished business? Special orders? Announcement of committee meetings? Senator Pola?
Mr. President, the Senate Resources Committee will meet today at 1:30. Senate Bill 406, the tank bill.
Further, Senator Chance?
Health, Education, and Social Services will meet at 1:30 this afternoon.
The bills
will be posted.
Senator Ray?
The Subcommittee on General Government will meet this afternoon, all day tomorrow, and half of Sunday, and we will meet Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Full session.
Senator Cotulla?
Commerce Committee will start meeting at midnight tonight. Mr. President, Commerce will be at 1:45 today. There is a notation that Community College faculty will be here to show a videotape of Community College facilities, activities, 2 p.m. Senate Finance Committee Room. 2 p.m. Senate Finance Committee Room. State of Alaska Credit Unions and the National Service Company Incorporated, Prudential, etc. invite you all to a, with your spouses, to a get-together tonight at Fairmont Hotel at 5:30 p.m., guest house suite. And this is a reminder for all of you that all the senators and spouses are invited to the annual legislative dinner sponsored by the Juneau Democratic Precinct at Mike's Place. And we usually have a very good act by the duet of Hammond and Ray. And I suspect we will have that again this year. No host cocktails, 7 o'clock dinner at 8. Hopefully we'll see you there.
Senator Huber.
Mr. President, Senate State Affairs Committee, the Special Committee on Taxation and Revenue will wind up the hearings as part of Group A this afternoon. Back to one person.
Further announcements? Senator Curtillo.
Nothing further to come before this body, Mr. President. I move that unanimous consent be adjourned until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Table moves and ask unanimous consent. Stand standing adjournment until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Without objection, we're adjourned.